Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
Getting comfortable with being uncomfortable for a period of time is actually a great life skill. Most of you are stressed about getting a job, and then you're gonna have a job in 6 months, and you're not even gonna like it. Take a breath. I gave up all my 20s to build a big wine store for my dad and mom. I spent my 20s into my early 30s getting underpaid for what I was doing for their business, because it's a family business, to set them up proper, and then at 34, kind of started the career that you know me for now. Think about that. 34. That's 100 years away. You want to find a lot of negativity? It's very easy. On the flip side, a much more unpopular opinion is, if you want to find a lot of happiness and opportunity, you can find it very easily. You decide. People needing people that understand social everywhere. People needing people filming and recording and editing and writing everywhere. Entrepreneurship opportunity everywhere. And if you do everything wrong for the next 7, 8, 9 years, everything wrong, you're still then young to go conservative or safe or back to school. Stop. People's relationship with time is their greatest vulnerability. Entrepreneurship is super lonely. I hate that entrepreneurship is cool now, because people that are not entrepreneurs are jumping in, and it is a dangerous, lonely game. If you're not a purebred, you will get eaten up. If you don't love losing and love the struggle and love the pushback, you will lose. You will be unhappy. But the reason that a lot of entrepreneurs are workaholics is because they love it. They got lucky. Forget about my financial success in comparison to the majority of them. It's the sheer happiness of living what's in your DNA. I view entrepreneurship like I view art. I really do. I believe that artists who are truly artists are happy to live by financial humble means, to be able to draw or to doodle or whatever they do. And if that means they'll make $63,000 a year scrapping by a side job and selling a couple of paintings, that if they truly are a true artist, not one who thought they wanted to be an artist to become Banksy or make money or be famous or be a rock star and date models, I mean truly, I am an artist and I love it. I believe they're happier than a chemical engineer making $800,000 a year. My number one thing that I think may be very unique and couldn't be more passionate in delivering to this audience is the following. I really highly recommend that you die on your own sword. Let me explain what I mean by that. Every day, a lot of you are in meetings where things are being talked about that you may have some insights, opinions, and actual knowledge about, and you are not communicating an opposing view because you know that it won't be accepted by the managers above you, and you think it's a vulnerability by communicating it. And I think it's the reverse. I think there's an incredibly soft and respectful way for you to create a data point to the conversation, and that I believe this is what I see a lot happening, where people don't say anything because they're appeasing how to move up manager to manager to manager. The world actually changes, and then the company resets, and the executive, by not saying something, gets viewed upon as that was their point of view, and they get hurt by pandering to the machine, versus by being historically correct in the room when all those executives either grow within the organization or disperse to other organizations. They become an interesting prospect to bring along because they were historically correct. I'm giving advice that I take as an entrepreneur. My businesses are always much slower and smaller up front because I'm often talking about and executing on something that hasn't been accepted in the macro yet. And all the upside is on the back end. I think people in here are sitting on their words, and they shouldn't, and everybody knows it. This entire room is in meetings every day where we talk about things that they don't agree with, and they don't say a single word. The key that I notice is, but you have to know what you're talking about. Where a lot of people get caught is they think they know what they're talking about, and then they say something and they're wrong. One of the things that's super interesting to me is I talk about a very narrow thing. I stay very narrow. I'm just not interested in being wrong. For all the talking I do, I'm quiet around 99.9% of things. That's why I don't get involved in a lot of other subject matters. I could talk about marketing. I could talk about the Jets offensive line woes. You know, I could talk about wine, but I keep it narrow because I don't know about healthcare. That's for sure, every one of us does, but that's not the kind of thing that I would stake in the ground for, you know, career advancement. Life is about perspective. At 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 years old, I was stocking shelves and ringing up people for wine purchases at a liquor store. Most people in their early 20s, greatest mistake is not understanding how young they are. As a matter of fact, as all of you are looking for jobs or figuring out a post-COVID world or sad that you missed graduation or spring break, the reality is you have 100 years of life in front of you. You haven't even started. Having it figured out by 25, 27, 30 is ridiculous. You're lazy because you're disinterested. It's really hard to ask a giraffe to be a penguin or vice versa. And so one thing that's become much more obvious to me as I've gotten older is like, wow, DNA is powerful. Like, I'm so comfortable with no and losing and fear, but I'm so empathetic to people that aren't. And this will surprise a lot of you that maybe follow me, I'm unbelievably comfortable with aggressiveness and candor and binary talk on stage, but one-on-one, I've really struggled over the last 25 years as an executive with radical candor and shooting it straight because I'm so optimistic and I'm always trying to fix it. And so that's taken me a lot of work. And through that work, I'm like, okay, you know, there's the things that come natural and the things that aren't. If you grew up in a framework with parents or customs that really desperately overvalued outside affirmation, the opinions of your parents' parents or siblings, because you come from a, let's call it what it is, an immigrant background where there's a huge commonality there, school. You were so deeply bought into school that the short-term affirmation of every 90 days with grades and report cards made you comfortable. It's very hard to then go into, hey, this is what you should learn from entrepreneur land. Like, don't worry about it, it's all gonna be fine. That's very hard. You've fully built yourself as an animal to completely value outside judgment that is not based on the market, but based on another human being. That's what I'd like people to learn, which is like, hey, like, what are we doing here? You've won the 400 trillion to one lottery of being a human being. Do you really want to live with regret? Like, do you not understand that the internet is the greatest optionality in the history of mankind? That our grandparents and everybody behind them had nowhere close to the options you sit with today? And really, like, what are you valuing that's making you conform into doing something that doesn't make you happy? This doesn't mean be lazy and chill on a couch. Have ambition and conviction, but have patience and humility. You worrying about what everybody else thinks of your success is your vulnerability. Put these fingers in your ears, live for you, be high risk now, because it's actually practical. This is a self-awareness game. I'm not right. I'm just comfortable doing me. I'm just hopeful you can do that too. There is no right. You wanna be type A, cross every T, make 700 lists a day? Amazing. Just make sure that you're doing it because that's how you like it, right? That's it. There is only the way that you will always win when you lean into your natural upside. Our society is built to sell you on closing the gap on your weaknesses. All the upside is tripling down on your strengths.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.